Well, we're talking with Scott Sullivan. He's the committee head for hockey for the homeless here in Winnipeg. And, you know, I was just on the website, and I can't believe how big this thing is.
It really is. You know, it's been going on across Canada for about, call it 25 years in different cities across the country. We've now done 3 full tournaments in Winnipeg, and we're now gearing up for the 4th one.
And it's pretty much in the name, having some fun with hockey to help out the homeless.
We have, you know, around 14, 15 teams that participate in the tournament, and all the players do an element of fundraising. You know, we're doing it all for charity, and we, so far, have given money back to the community through Red Road Lodge, Ray, and Willow Place.
And they do fantastic stuff. And do you find, though, the whole snowball effect, you know, with charities, you kind of dive in a little bit, and then you get the bug.
You get the bug, for sure. And, like, once you see the difference that we're making, and you hear a few stories from some people who have, you know, been the recipients of the work that we've all done, it's definitely inspiring and motivating to continue doing it, for sure.
And I'd say it's one of the best excuses to go to the significant other. Hey, I got to go out with the boys. We got to go raise some money.
We enjoy the day that we spend together and, you know, lots of jokes. And, of course, we have every team that plays in the tournament has an ex-professional hockey player on their team.
Okay, how great is that?
You know, of course, it's fun meeting the pros. So we get to be a kid for a day and play hockey with them. And
now, obviously, your last tournament is over, and I see on the website here you beat your goal.
We did, yes. Credit goes to the players and the people that are having conversations with their families and their parents and their siblings and all that, spreading the word about the cause and what we're doing.
You raised over $222,000. That's amazing. But looking ahead to the next tournament, can people start, you know, signing up now?
Absolutely. And we're always open to new sponsorships and new people coming on board.
People can find you at hockeyhelpsthehomeless.com and then click on Winnipeg to get to our specific page. But it's great. Lots of photos and videos of tournaments past.
Yes, the photos are great. The tournament model is we have a draft night on, say, a Thursday night, you know, share some fun. We hear some stories from the pros. We have a silent auction. And then the next day we have the hockey tournament.
Okay.
So it's really a 2-day, you know, evening and a full day. It's great.
I'm going to have you back then. Yeah, update me when we get a little closer to our next tournament.
I would love to come back.
Sounds good. Thanks, Scott. Hockey helps the homeless. I've blogged all the details, by the way, at hot105fm.com. That's your good news.